Morning, church family. Okay, so you notice that he's setting up the mic, which means that you have an opportunity with us this morning. We're going to take a couple breaks during the message and pray, and I'm going to invite you to just hop on up, even if it's just a sentence before the Lord, and even if you feel like I'm an introvert, I can never do anything like that. I'm not going to force you to, but if you would jump in when it's the appropriate time, we're going to, as a body, take some time as we look to the new year to pray together because we believe in it. We believe that God is powerful. Now, let me just say a word about Louise DeVore. I'm just sorry for your loss, and I wanted you to recognize that. And I had an opportunity, actually, to be with Louise last week. I would thank you for the joy of that. And I will never forget talking with your mom and having just her face light up and say, "Praise the Lord," right? That was such a sweet moment. To think that, you know, sometimes we use the phrase, "the person lost their life." I'm here to tell you that that's not the story with Ken Burch or Louise. Like, they discovered life. They're with Jesus right now, which is far greater, Scripture tells us, than where we are right now. And actually, that's gaining life. And I know that might seem odd for some of you or seem strange, and all of us, we haven't quite fully captured that because we're not in the presence of Jesus. But Scripture tells us that's the truth, and that's where we gain great hope, because we have, if we have committed our life to Him and sought the Lord Jesus, confessed our sin before Him, and come into relationship with Him, we have eternal, true life, and we'll experience that one day. This day, I've got a couple friends that are experiencing it in ways that I have yet to experience life like that. I miss them. We experience loss, right? And I was thinking about this. I was talking with a dear friend at the first service. We were talking about all the people in our fellowship that are now present with Jesus. And it was like a long list of people that I really love. And I was thinking two thoughts. First, that they're experiencing something far greater than I could ever experience. And second, how grateful I am to this church. Like, even people like Bill over here, I'm grateful for, because his friendship and his relationship with me drive me to follow Jesus. I'm grateful to John. I'm grateful for you, brother, for your service, the way you model it, and the way you help me see how to be a man who humbly walks with the Lord. I'm grateful for each one of you and your partnerships. And that's why I have great hope for this coming year. It's because of the work of the Lord Jesus Christ. It's not because of my own stuff or all the stuff that we might bring to the table as a church family. It's because of the Lord. And I'm reminded of, we studied the book of Colossians here, and I'm reminded of this verse in chapter 1, where it says that Jesus, speaking of Jesus, that He is, in verse 17, before all things, and in Him all things hold together. He is the head of the body, the church. Let me just say a word about that phrase, because it's been rattling around in my brain a lot this week. He is before all things. Like, He is the preeminent one. And when we as a church, like all of our families together, as one people, as we place Him first in who we are and what we're doing this week, as a church and as individuals, there is nothing more powerful than that. Scripture tells us He is the preeminent one, which means He is first. And the way that I think, the way that I spend my energies, and the way that we prioritize things as a church, He is before all things. Amen to that? Okay, well, just warming up here, because that was a practice amen, right? Wasn't it? That was a practice amen. Not only is He before all things, but He holds all things together. And I want you to look yourself around. Look at this room right here. We often do this because we celebrate it, but people come from all over the world in this room. I see people from China and from the Philippines, from the U.S., from all over the world in this room today. And it's an expression of God's great work in us and with us, that He would love people from all over the place and bring us to a place where we could hold together. naturally, we would blow apart. Naturally, my sinfulness, and I could just speak for myself here. I'm not going to speak for you. The places where I fall and I fail, the places where I'm like just stubborn or resistant or I offend people, that would naturally blow a church apart. But I have this great hope. I have a great hope in Bridges. And it's because in him, the one who is the head of our church, he holds all things together. And his power is far greater than my sinfulness, my failings, my shortcomings, and your failings, your shortcomings. He is the glue here, right? So we praise God for that. We thank God that he, that is Jesus Christ, holds all things together. And we can have confidence in that as a church. And he is the head of the body, us, the church. Not a group of people or the do stuff behind the scenes or not myself, certainly as a senior pastor, but he, the Lord Jesus Christ, is the head and in charge of the church, and he is going to lead us forward. Amen to that?
Amen.
He is the one that we can have great confidence in 2019. There's a lot of reasons why I might panic or feel like we're a divided people. I look at my culture. I see everybody's identity politics. I see people going 15 different directions, and I know he's the one that holds all things together. He's the head of the body, the church, and I can take great hope in that truth and great confidence in it. So I'm a man just humbly before the Lord today, praising God that I can be dependent on him and that this church can be dependent on him. And I want to call us out to pray that very thing as we begin thinking about God's direction for us. Just to come up to the mic and just say, Lord, I'm dependent. Lord, we are dependent. Lord, we need you. Lord, we're calling out for you. It doesn't have to be a flowery prayer, just a word or two. Come on up to the mic if you would and just pray out. Lead us in prayer if you feel comfortable with that. I'm not going to force anybody to do that. Don't panic. Okay, we don't do that here. But if you would, let's just come and pour out our hearts just briefly to the Lord. God, we're dependent on you. Greg, I'm going to point you out and ask you to come up and start us because people feel awkward if somebody doesn't jump up. Yeah, just come up right to the mic and just, yeah. Yeah, thanks, brother. And then join Greg. Would you just come on up? I need you to come pray.
Father God, we just thank you that we could be here this morning worshiping you, Lord, together. Lord, we are dependent upon you, Lord. We look to you, Father. We thank you that we have your word, your scripture, Father, that we could depend on, that we could rely on, that we could look to, Father, for the truth, Lord. We thank you for this day, Lord. In Jesus' name.
Praise your name. Holy Father, we're so grateful that we can come into your presence with joy and thanksgiving and praise. Praise your name. Praise your name that you love this church and we love you. And we're so blessed, God, with loving pastors who love and care for each of us way beyond the call of duty, God. Thank you. Thank you for filling them with Jesus' love. Only Jesus' love can change this world, and we want to be part of it. God, bring the people here. Help us to bring the people in to be part of this wonderful love of Jesus. In his name we pray, amen.
And Lord, I want to thank you so much for giving us the chance to stand before you holy and blameless when we accept your Son. Giving us the gift of salvation and reminding us that when we have that, that we have no condemnation in you and we can move forward and we can share that great gift with others and help us this year to share that great gift with others. Yeah. In your name, amen.
And Father God, we praise you as a great teacher
And God, you want to reveal yourself to us as we draw near to you, Father God. You draw near to us. And God, we are dependent for the children's ministries here, from youth ministries and high school to preschool, Father God. I just pray that you would be with us this year in our teaching, that you would help us to teach our youth to draw close to you, to set a firm foundation, a solid footing for life, Father God. And I pray for all of those in Fremont, that they would be drawn to our youth programs, Father God, that they would be strengthened and protected. And we pray for the winter camps and the different things that are coming up, Father God. And we are just dependent on you for all of the great things that you're going to do in youth ministries here. In Jesus' name.
Dear Father God, we thank you that, well, no matter how broken we are, yes, we are broken people, we are sinful, we're sinners, right? But no matter how sinful we are, no matter how broken we are, no matter how fallible we are, you still love us. Because thanks to your son Jesus, who died on the cross for our sins and rise, who rose on the third day, thanks to Jesus, you still love us and you still forgive us. No matter how broken or fallible we are, no matter how sinful we are, you still love us and you still forgive us, always. So I thank you for all that and also much more. And I thank you for everything in advance. I truly appreciate it. In Jesus' name pray, amen.
Dear God, thank you for your Son, and thank you for the time that we can have with you each day, and then that you would just guide us, Father God, through those maybe things that are so subtle in our lives that maybe hinder something that you can do great in us, Lord. We're looking for a breakthrough, and we just praise your name, Jesus. In thy name we pray, amen.
Father God, thank you so much for our gift of salvation, which puts such a joy in our hearts. The joy that you give us puts brightness in our eyes, puts a peace within our hearts, puts a lightness in our walk. I pray that we might be able to share that with other people, because it is definitely a life-changing experience and such a joy that it's almost unbelievably unable to describe without knowing it personally. So thank you, Father God, for what you have given us. In Jesus' name, amen.
Dear Lord, thank you for everything that you have done for us. Thank you for your Son that took our sins away from us. Thank you for our health and well-being throughout the day. And thank you for leading our pastors in the Word of God to share with us, and so we have complete understanding. In Jesus' name, amen.
Lord, for everything, for life and breath, for our families, for our relationships, for our homes, for the food that we have, for our jobs, for our school, for your word, for your son, for life, for forgiveness. We're dependent on all of it for you. And we praise you because you are so faithful and such a great giver. And we just want to declare individually and as corporately as a church, we depend on you. In Jesus' name, and all God's people said, amen to that. Amen. I want to take just a couple minutes to run through something. You know, this past year has been filled with things that we turn back and say, wow, Lord, you're so good. And one of the things has been this journey we've been on, kind of thinking about how do we redesign, recraft who we are for what God has for us in the future. And there are external things that are happening around here. Like, you're going to walk outside of these doors here, and you're going to say, what is that? We have a new bus. Like, somebody stepped up and gave us a brand new church bus. Now, the cool thing about this is our old buses, they needed to be retired. Like, they're not street legal next year because they're sold. One of our buses has been going for so many hundreds of years. It was a 1969 Gilly. Think about how many bus trips it's been on. A lot of church trips. So it's no longer street legal. So we had to just lean into it. Lord, if you want us to continue to do stuff like this, we need a new bus. And someone just stepped up out of the great generosity, and you can check it out. And another amazing generosity thing, in the next couple of weeks, we're having our bathrooms here in the lobby remodeled. You know what I'm talking about, the 1950 bathrooms that are out here? So cool. But those are external things, like we can appreciate, that's great. But the internal things are really what has got me psyched. First, we have been thinking about, okay, what specifically for us as Bridges defines us and where are we headed? And what's our mission? How do we say that for us? Yeah, our mission is to see people come to know Jesus and to become disciples that multiply and move out and for us to reach this area for Jesus. Yeah, that is what we're about for sure at its heart. But we wanted to say it specifically. So we're saying that we're about building relationships to pursue the life adventure of following Jesus together. And that means that we're about crafting relationships, whether that's at school or at home, in our neighborhood or at work. And we're building those intentionally so that people would come on this life adventure, not just a short term, I'm going to pray this prayer, but like a full adventure of life to follow Jesus. And we do that corporately together. That's what we're about, our mission as a church. And we have some specific values, some things that we are like, very close to our heart as a church. Now, yes, we're passionate about God's word. Yes, we're passionate about worship and giving ourselves to the Lord and following him. But there are some distinctives, the way that God has wired us uniquely, that are really important for us to identify. And the first one we mentioned was a mosaic culture. That is, that God in his beautiful artistry has taken people from all over the place, all over the map. Old white guys like Don over here, and me, and he's taken people from India and from Singapore. I'm looking in this room, and China, and even St. Louis, right? And he's taken us all together to craft this wonderful thing, this mosaic for the glory of God, so that people could see what it looks like for us to follow Jesus together as a family. In our culture, in our day, there are so many things that divide us. What would it look like for God to be at work? It would look like Bridges, people from all over and many different backgrounds in life to come together as family, people who are cheering for each other's walk with Jesus and encouraging one another in that. And we're about family here. We're about family enrichment, seeing families grow up, singles, adults, senior adults, all the way, every generation, people understanding God's word and growing in it, and us investing in family. So we're about family enrichment. And we're about compelling content. That is presenting God's word in such a way that people hunger for more of it. We want it. We want to do that with little kids. We want to do that all the way through in every generation. That it would be done in such a way that people are not just compelled to be entertained, but they would be compelled to seek life change. They'd actually read God's word, and some of them for the very first time say, wow, this area of my life, it's really speaking powerfully to, and step into that. So in that kind of compelling way, we want to present God's word. And we're about community impact. And here's what we mean by that. We're about you reaching where God has placed you, right? Making a difference and seeing that ripple out, not just impacting the small group that God might surround you with, but seeing that extend its influence down to Mexico for some of you who go down there, and down like in a day or two, a whole team of us are going to India to train hundreds of leaders there. And all across the world, we have a group right now that's at Urbana. We have some global partners that help lead Urbana, and for those of you unfamiliar with what Urbana is, it's a group of thousands of young adults that meet together and think about how God could use them and shape them for the next generation, for the kingdom of God. It's a powerful work that InterVarsity puts on, and a group of our global partners lead it, and we have a team of students there now thinking about what God's going to do in their future. All these things are about impact things, as well as how we invest in our community together. So we have impact days that are all about helping express Jesus in our culture, in our day. And the final one is intentional risk. This is the one that's most aspirational, the most challenging for us, because most of us don't like change or God to move us or actually have to step out in faith. But do you know this? This is God's design for you and for me and for this church, for us to be a people whose faith grows. Right, for us to be a people who keep leaning into dependence. Now, we just prayed for dependence, and hopefully you join in that prayer. But did you know that means that we have to be people who actually enlarge our faith and take risks for the Lord? So we're leaning into those things as values. And then we have places that we've, environments that part that we play out these things in. So our worship gatherings are part of that. Our life groups are a part of that. And our places where we impact. That is, maybe you're working with junior hires or high schoolers. You're impacting here locally in the body or externally, like in the city somewhere. Those are the environments we've crafted in our strategy to say, this is what we're about as church and how we live out our values. And all of that is about us making disciples. And we have a set of measures, of questions we want people asking in their brain. What does it mean to really grow to be like Jesus? Those are where our measures are. So we've worked this last year thinking about all those things and trying to put them to paper so that we'd have clarity as a church as we go forward. But we've got something even more exciting, I think, going on this year, and that is building out kind of the next vision for us as a fellowship. Where's God going to take us as a people in 10 years? I don't know, but it's really exciting to think about, I think. It doesn't mean we plan all the things out and we can't be a church that moves. We're going to be led by God's Spirit. We're not going to be a people like have this rigid plan. But we want to see what God has for us and understand his vision. And in order for us to step forward into that, we need to pray. We need to be a people that pray passionately for that, to lean into what God has for our future. So I would like a couple of you just come up and lead us in prayer for that. God, be the one that drives our vision. Move us forward as a people. We don't want to do things that don't count. We want to be a people this year that count for eternity. So I'm going to have you come up and ask Paul. I'm going to ask you to come on up and lead us as we begin. And others, if you would, you just feel God calling you to pray that way. Let's pray together as a body, seeking God's direction for us. Thanks, Paul. I volunteered you.
Gracious Father, we just thank you that you are a God of vision. Father, we want to align ourselves to where you are taking us.
Yeah.
Help us to lay ourselves down. Help us to get out of the way and get on board with what you're doing. Give us sensitive hearts to know where you're leading, for we want to be part of your plan. Thank you for the honor that you allow us to be part of your plan. Give us eyes, give us discernment. Help us to see where you're going. In Jesus' name.
Be bold. Let's keep asking someone else. Come on up.
Father, your word says that as your people seek your face, they will hear from heaven. And Father, we are asking this day, Lord, this new end of a year, beginning of a new year, Father, that as we seek your face and pray, that we will hear from heaven. Mm-hmm. And you, Lord, will guide and direct the steps of your people by your Spirit. And Father, may the peace of God that passes all understanding, Lord, may it rest, rule, and abide with each of us. Lord, we trust you in the process. And we thank you for the new beginnings. In Jesus' name. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm.
Father, we thank you. We thank you and praise you for the visionary people in this church, for the vision you give each of us for our own lives, and for the lives in our family and for our church. Lord, we know that people are away now for the holidays, but we ask you to fill this church. We have a vision for a church overflowing with love and joy for the many people in this community who need you, Lord. Our neighbors need you. We pray for them. We walk around and pray for them. We pray that you will bring many in to feel this love, to know the love, the salvation, the abundant life that only Jesus can give. And we ask you in Jesus' name, amen.
Yeah, Father, we want to be people who follow well after you and have your vision in mind, individually and for our families and for this collective body that you are the head of. So inspire us and move us to follow you and your vision. In Jesus' name, all God's people said. There are a couple things really close to my heart when I think about this coming year. And let me just express them really quickly, just three of them. And the first is that God would be shaping us, encouraging us to be a people and a community of the Word, of God's Word. Look at Psalm 119, if you will. There's this wonderful piece. That's a psalm that talks about God's Word through and through. It's one of those really long psalms. But here's the word from Psalm 119, starting in verse 9. Psalm 119, starting verse 9. How can a young man keep his way pure? By guarding it according to your word. With my whole heart, I seek you. Let me not wander from your commandments. I've stored up your word in my heart that I might not sin against you. Blessed are you, O Lord. Teach me your statutes. With my lips, I declare all the rules of your mouth. In the way of your testimonies, I delight as much as in all riches. I will meditate on your precepts and fix my eyes on your ways. I will delight in your statutes, and I will not forget your word. The whole psalm, actually, this piece captures the spirit of it, right? That God's word is this piece of our lives that's irreplaceable, and it impassions us, it moves us. It's our great delight. And I don't know about you right now. I don't know where you sit, if you've been in God's word this morning or if you've spent time this week or if it was just so full of other things you didn't spend time in the word. But can I encourage us as a fellowship and you personally to spend time in God's word, to delight in it and to follow its ways? That would be a huge dream of mine this year. At the end of the year, if you walked away and you said, you know what, I really grew in the word. Not just my understanding of it, but I'm applying it. Even if I'm in my 80s and I've been reading it for 75 years, that you would be growing in it and it'd be more and more part of your life. To help you get that way, we as a church are going to be reading through the Bible. And so I want to encourage you to have a discipline where you read through the Bible. Now, some of you have Bible reading plans that you've followed before. That's great. If you've got one already, that's cool. I want to encourage you to start. There's a lot of different ones out there. If you look on YouVersion, that website, you can see 154 different options. You don't want to have all those different options. So as a fellowship, we're going to use what the navigators are using to think through how we can read through the Bible. Now, one of the good things about this, so it's you can find it on navigators.org, and it's Discipleship Journal Bible Reading Plan. We're going to send you an email. If you're on our email list, we'll send you instructions how to use it so you know how to do it. But one of the cool things, there's a couple cool things. For those of you who love to check off boxes, you can print out a little copy of it, and you can check your box every day. And if you don't like to check out boxes, that's cool too. Here's another great thing about the plan. It schedules you out for 25 days in the month, which gives you latitude times because sometimes you might not have gotten to the practice and you've forgotten. You felt like, oh man, I need to catch up. So it gives you catch-up days. And here's another cool thing. We're not going to do this legalistically. We're not going to say, oh, if you didn't do it today, then you're out, right? We're simply going to say, here's a good way to start the discipline of reading God's Word. And one more cool thing about the plan is it takes a piece of the Old Testament and a piece of the New Testament every day. So you can kind of get some perspective and also be able to be in God's Word as a discipline. So if you're willing to do that, again, the Discipleship Journal Bible Reading Plan on the navigators.org site, and we'll give you directions how to get there if you would like, and we'll shoot that email out to everybody. But we would love to spend time this year reading through the Bible to be people who have a passion and an understanding of God's Word. And we want to grow in being a people and a community of worship, or of witness, to be able to communicate our faith. So at the end of the book of Luke, which is such a wonderful book, Luke 24, 45 through 49 gives us this piece. When he, that is Jesus, opened their minds to understand the scriptures and said to them, opened their minds to understand scriptures and said to them, thus it is written that the Christ, that is the Messiah, should suffer and on the third day rise from the dead, and that repentance for the forgiveness of sins should be proclaimed in his name to all nations, beginning from Jerusalem. And you are witnesses of these things. And behold, I am sending the promise of my Father upon you, but stay in the city until you are clothed with power from on high. He's giving instructions. Wait for these first disciples until what happens in Acts chapter 2, God's Spirit is poured out on you. Now we know this, that if you're a believer today, in 2018, almost 2019, you have God's Spirit. You've already been empowered to do this. And the message really actually is not that complicated. That we preach Jesus, who came and who lived and who died for us and rose again on the third day. And it's repentance for my sins, turning to him, that brings life and forgiveness. That's it. It's not that complicated. I tell my friends, my neighbors about it. I share in those opportunities, and I step in. I take that intentional risk to do that. So I have this vision this year that you'd be able to grow in that, that I'd be able to grow in that. Not to be complex, but just to have the passion, and God's Spirit would take us into our neighborhoods and schools, and we'd be able to reproduce, and we'd be able to see disciples made. That's a vision I think that God can accomplish in and through us. And finally, I believe and I have this vision for us to be a people and a community of oneness. Next week, we're going to have Pastor Ray speak, and he's going to talk about this wonderful passage. I want to just kind of whet your appetite. It's found in John 17. Many of you know it. It's a classic text on the oneness of our community. Jesus is praying, and he says this, I do not ask for these only. He's talking about those disciples in the first century that were around him, that they may all be one. I do not ask for these only, but also for those who will believe in me through their word. That's us. Those people in the future who would understand God's word and believe in Jesus, that they may all be one, just as you, Father, are in me and I in you, that they also may be in us, so that the world may believe that you have sent me. The glory that you have given me, I have given them, that they may be one even as we are one, I in them and you in me, that they may become perfectly one, so that the world may know that you sent me and love them even as you love me. Here's the vision, that God would so unite us, people from all over, all kinds of different backgrounds and socioeconomic class, all kinds of different preferences, and God would take us in such a way and create oneness here in our fellowship that would plow through all the things that we might have in our heart that would divide us against one another, but so unite us as brothers and sisters that Fremont would know it. They would see it and know Jesus. He would do something in such a profound way that community would proclaim Jesus and people would experience it and want it more of it. I know that everyone here who follows Jesus hungers for that, right? We hunger to be better related to one another and encouraging one another in Christ. We hunger for people's relationships to grow near so the world may know. And this is Jesus praying it out, so I know this prayer is going to be answered. And let's pray it out with each other and hunger for this kind of thing, this kind of work that only God can do. Would you pray with me right now for these things? Loving Father, I thank you that you are the head of this church. Praise you for that. And I pray for these things, Father, specifically in us, that you would help us become a people and a community of the Word. Like, we can't get enough of it. We would grow in it, and we would grow in our obedience of it. Father, I pray you would help us become a people and a community of witness, that we would naturally and eagerly tell people about you and how to have life in you. And Father, that you would shape us in such a way that you would, by your power, you would make us one. And that would proclaim a witness to the world that would want to know, that would want to experience this type of community, this type of koinonia that just knits our hearts together in perfect oneness. And we depend on you for all these things. So make it so. We pray these things in the name of Jesus, and all God's people said, amen.
Thank you for listening to the Bridges Community Church Sermon Podcast. Bridges Community Church is located in the San Francisco Bay Area in Fremont, California. To know more about Bridges Community Church, please go to our website at bridgescc.org.